Welcome back, day three, the eh sound. It looks like E, but it's not pronounced like E, it's pronounced eh. And just listen and repeat. And I want you to focus also on if you have any weaknesses. If there's anything that you feel is very difficult for you, maybe for example, you feel like the word pen is hard and you can't say the difference between pen and pun, you know, then that's something you want to work on. And maybe, you know, sometimes you'll have a weakness and you're like, but it's not a big deal. That's fine. You know, you want to pick your battles. It's hard to, you know, a lot of people want to speak perfect English and another language perfectly, but I've learned the hard way in my own language studies that, you know, it's never perfect. It gets better, but it's never perfect. There's always a level of dissatisfaction. So pick your battles. That's what I'm saying. Like, figure out which part is most important for you, something that you don't mind practicing and that you think you can get better at. All right, here we go. Listen and repeat. Pen pun. Pen pun. Hem hum. Hem hum. Desk disk. Desk disk. Hell hill. Hell hill. All right, vowel collection. Similar idea. Words sound similar. Try to say the difference between them. This will get pretty hard on tomorrow, starting tomorrow, days 4, 5, 6, and 7, when you actually have to try to produce these sounds. But for now, just try your best. Listen and repeat. Ten, ton, tan, torn, tin. You can say them slowly. Yeah, let me go slower there. Ten, ton, tan, torn, tin. Ten, ton, tan, torn, tin. Next one. Trek, track, trick, truck. Trek, track, trick, truck. Syllable stress. So this will get harder tomorrow where you have to actually guess which part is stressed. But for now, just listen and repeat. Example. This is a good one to do, by the way. This one I hear a lot of mistakes. Example. Extracurricular. Extracurricular. Tough word. Lots of R's. Extracurricular. So here we go. Reduce sounds. Just listen and repeat. I'll say it slowly and then more naturally. Repeat the part that's more natural. Here we go. There are a lot of types of education. There are a lot of types of education. There are a lot of types of education. Not the best sentence, but I don't like having a lot of and types of together. I'd probably rewrite this, but it's good practice for reduced sounds. Anyway, you have to empty your plate or you will go straight to bed. You have to empty your plate or you'll go straight to bed. You have to empty your plate or you'll go straight to bed. And you can hear as well, you will becomes you'll. I'll say it one more time. You have to empty your plate or you'll go straight to bed. All right, tongue twisters. I'll say them slowly and then I'll say them quickly. It's just practice. Like, this first one is really tough. It's really long. You know, don't worry about saying it like me. Just have some fun. Try your best. Here we go. Cat cashed his check, rented a tent he could mend, and camped on a patch of grass all weekend. Cashed his check, rented a tent he could mend, and camped on a patch of grass all weekend. Cashed his check, rented a tent he could mend, and camped on a patch of grass all weekend. Take your time. Don't worry about it. It's tough. It's long. Last one. Set wet pets on the wet red deck. Set wet pets on the wet red deck. Set wet pets on the wet red deck. Take your time. You know, these are tough. That word wet, the wah-wah sound is hard to do. So just do your best. Take your time. Hope you found this helpful and don't get too stressed about it. See you guys next time.